The fluorescent lights outside room 14 buzz and flicker. In your ear, the phone interpreter crackles, then clears. Inside, Hodan 29 sits rigidly on the edge of the bed, hands folded so tightly her knuckles look pale. She speaks almost no English. Through the interpreter, she finally says it. Voices have been telling her to hurt herself. When the words land, her shoulders sink like she is relieved and scared at the same time. The interpreter adds, gently, that this sounds like acute psychosis and that with treatment Hodan could stabilize quickly. Then the policy problem hits. For an involuntary psychiatric admission here, you must document that Hodan understands what is happening and what you are doing in a way that meets the hospital's informed consent standard. Right now, you only have a phone interpreter, and the connection feels thin. In the waiting room, her husband, Farouk, is her only support in this country. He has been pleading to interpret because it is faster and because she trusts him. Now you hear his shoes on the tile as he comes down the hall, keys jangling. He stops beside you and asks, "Can I take her home?" If you move too slowly, Farouk may walk in and steer the conversation. If you act too fast, you may be relying on a fragile interpretation process for a decision that could take away Hodan's freedom. You have to decide right now. How do you respond?